Welcome to Loving Beyond the I Do podcast. This power couple is building stronger marriages one day at a time. Talking about real issues on love, relationships, and marriage longevity. Let's break down the barriers and engage in healthy conversation with your hosts, Jason and Tina Marie. Take a seat and buckle up because things are about to get real.
Hey, 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 welcome to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to another episode of
Loving Beyond the I Do podcast with your hosts, Jason and Tina Marie.
That's me. So how real are we going to get today? It says, so buckle up and get ready to get real. So yep. How real are we going to get?
We're gonna hit it right between the eyes right here, baby.
Okay, all right.
So let's get on with it.
Well, first we want to let you guys know that you can listen to our podcast every week anywhere you listen to your podcast. Such as Apple Podcasts,
Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere, iHeartRadio, you name it, we're there.
And your lady in the tube can play it for you too if you have one at home. So if you're at home cleaning, or, you know, just working around a house or have nothing to do, You can ask her to play it for you. That's Loving Beyond the I Do podcast.
And just have us wherever you go.
Or you can look at us. Now you can look at us. Jason made me put on makeup and do my hair so that you guys can look at us. Wasn't good enough to hear us. Now that's you guys right. Can look at us at our YouTube channel.
At Loving Beyond the I Do. So you can find us on YouTube at Loving Beyond the I Do. Hey, like, subscribe, share, as well as the podcast. Please share because that's how our podcasts get around and we can share with more people.
Or we can help more marriages. That's the key. So we're not here just doing it for ourselves. We're really actually trying to empower other couples to take the reins of their marriage and make it the type of marriage they want. Don't look at someone else's and saying, I want a marriage like that. Look in the mirror at yourself and say, I'm going to create the marriage that I want.
That I deserve, not just want, just I deserve. You
absolutely
deserve to be happy.
But first, you have to know what it looks like. Yes. First, you have to know what it looks like and then go about your business creating it. Keep your eye on yourself so that you can make sure that you're creating the marriage that you want, taking our marriages off of cruise control.
That's right.
All right.
And we all know we have them on cruise control every now
absolutely
and again.
Now, all the time. We don't know anything other than that, right?
Right.
So we have not come to the realization before that marriage doesn't just happen.
Right.
Right. So if you don't do anything, nothing is going to be going on in your marriage. That means the love is going to die. The communication is going to die. The intimacy is going to die. The wanting to do more for your mate, with your mate, and all those other things that go along with it, those things are going to die out just like a flower that's not watered, right?
That's correct.
So if you don't water your marriage with the things that you want, you're not going to have the marriage or the flower that you want. So we jump into marriage and we just let life happen. We, you know, some of us, we get married, mm-hmm. we get pregnant, we have kids, and whatever happens within that time, you know, whether our kids need this or we need that, our job needs this, we don't even realize the toll that is taking on our marriage. So we don't sit in the driver's seat. What we're doing is we're becoming a passenger and we're just following it and we're just riding the car wherever it goes. But now we're here to tell you that you get the intentional marriage by being intentional. You get the loving marriage by being loving and making sure that you're having love in your relationships. All right?
That's what we're here to do. So we're going to find some love right now. So
I hope so.
So what happens, baby, when your spouse don't get along with your in-laws or with your parents?
Or maybe not get along. Maybe they get along, but mm-hmm.
they just don't like them.
They're harboring something. Yeah.
They just don't like them.
And you can
I'm trying to be nice. Okay, they don't like them. Okay.
Or your mate doesn't like certain things or aspects of your parent, right? So
man, this could be kind of difficult.
Right. So how do you make sure, how do you steer your marriage in the right direction? Because we know mm-hmm. when it comes to parents playing with the mama game,
mm-hmm.
right? Talking about someone's parents or, you know, kids and parents, those are the things that we don't like.
You don't touch
to
those
talk
too
about.
Much, right?
Right. So how do we talk about or confront when our mate is talking about our parent or parents, right?
Yeah.
So if Jason said something that was a little bit out of line to my mom, what do I do? How do I, one, confront him about it?
Right.
And I think, two, we have to look at not only confronting in a negative manner, but try to understand why the person feels that way. That's what I think.
I think that's
right?
what you,
so what is the real underlining issue?
Right.
Right, so.
Are you a little jealous of the relationship that I have with my mom or you have with your mom that now I don't have that with my relationship
or
with
something
my,
that
right.
my mom didn't do and,
right.
now, and now it's like that bag of chips. Now you're relating what happened in the past to something that's happening now
right.
and now you are striking out
right,
with
right.
something negative. So he says something to my mom that is definitely out of line. What do I do? So what do we do when our mate or our spouse
speak
steps,
out of turn.
Yeah, steps out of line.
Yeah, well, one, you have a conversation. You don't have to go right to it. You're going to have to say, listen, I didn't appreciate how you address, you know, my parents and whatever way that you did. And you need to have a serious conversation about that. Under no uncertain terms are you going to allow that or you want to even have that come up again.
And I think if you don't like the in-laws, if you don't like them, that's one thing. But
I still
think you need to be respectful of
exactly.
of their parents.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, you so, should.
Right.
right.
So
I may not get along with everything you did. I mean, I didn't like everything that my parents did, but I was still respectful. I mean, who am I? I mean, I can't raise my parents, and I've said that before. So I know that they love me and things of that.
And they are who they are.
And they are who they are. Right.
right?
So my kids, I know our kids don't like everything about us. And that's fine. Something's wrong with them. Something's wrong
that's
with them. Right. So that's fine. So
when you
marry
you bet
some,
our kids
yeah.
should meet them when the camera's off.
So, right. So
they're wonderful, loving individuals with their own idea of
themselves and
of what this life is about.
Exactly.
And they don't think we know anything.
Right.
But
which is fine. Which is fine.
No, that's not true. They think we know a little bit.
When they want something. Or when I say want some advice or something like that, some guidance. Yeah
at least I feel good that they come to us for advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nice.
So getting back on track, but.
So I say that you have to be respectful. You have to have that conversation about what you liked and what you did not like
mm-hmm.
and how to interact with a person. You can disagree with someone, but you can still be respectful with your disagreement. Right. But I think that if you come at the person like the mother-in-law, the father-in-law, whatever, the parent in a very disrespectful way, I think that creates problems. One with the mother-in-law, the in-laws, and then within your marriage. Because now I am totally upset. Now, I love you and I love my parents.
Right. So because
now
you're
I'm
doing,
in the middle.
So, right. So what you're doing right now is really trying to make me choose.
Right.
So you choose whether you're going to stand by me and what I said or you're going to stand by your parents and not care about what I said or my feelings. Right. So now you're in the person's in the middle and they're having to choose between two sides of two people that they love dearly.
That's where it gets tough, baby. Right
That's
there.
Where it gets tough, right?
Right.
But I think, like I said before, not putting your spouse in that situation is the first thing.
There you go. That's what it is right there. Don't put me in that position.
If you have something negative to say about your in-laws or anybody, you know, your mate's best friend or whatever, somebody that their mate loves, I think you should probably consult your mate first. I think so.
Say in private and say how you feel and just kind of have it in a respectful conversation amongst you two.
Or don't let it come up, right? If I don't like something about your parents or I don't like something about someone that you're close to,
right.
I don't have to be around that person.
No, but
and
you
if
do.
I do and, but if I do, I can just tolerate them.
Right.
Not necessarily have to like them.
But.
And do it in a respectful way because I would want to be respected in return. Right?
Right. But it may not be just you. It could be grandkids. It could be anything. And it also, you don't have to say a word, but your actions is going to say everything. So you just say, you know what, I can tolerate her or tolerate him.
And I think it is. But every time we're
together, you know, I act funny or I act different.
And that's fine. This is as long as you don't step out of line as far as what you say.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So right. If I'm being distant and my distance is helping me to keep my tongue to myself, because words have power. And the biggest thing is that what we forget is that we can't take our words back.
Mm.
So once you say something, it's out there.
Right.
Right. So if you try to cover it up or say, well, I'm not apologizing or whatever the thing is,
right.
You could have prevented a big old explosion or relationships being destroyed by just keeping it to yourself. I'm not saying that, you know, you have to swallow your pride or whatever. What I'm saying is that let's be respectful to other people the way we want them to be respectful to us. So if I don't like something about you, that's on me.
Right.
That doesn't make it real.
Especially
I don't like it.
As the parent or whomever, I don't know.
Well, what I'm saying is just because I don't like something about you doesn't make it real.
Okay.
It means that I don't like it.
Right.
What somebody else may love what I don't like about you.
Okay.
Right. It's just like a mate.
Right. That's
so
true.
Just because I feel it or I think it doesn't make it concrete or real. It means that that's the issue that I have. And so that's something that they need to deal, something that I need to deal with myself. And if I can't, then I need to keep it to myself. Why say something to someone that's going to hurt someone's feelings and then cause chaos in your marriage or in your relationship if it's not worthy? Is it worth you destroying your marriage over? Because, now I said what was on my mind, so now I'm good.
Right.
You know, so now it's off of my chest and I'm feeling better, but now I have...
Now you had this turmoil between your spouse and your in-laws.
Absolutely.
But this goes back to the challenge that we talked about last week. Right thinking, right action, right words, right reactions, right? These are the things that we're talking about. Situations come up. So.
And I think.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said, just because you feel a certain way, you can have a talk with your spouse. Even you can have a talk with your in-laws. It doesn't matter. You can have a sidebar type of conversation
or
with them.
Keep it to yourself.
Where it stays respectful because still, these are parents, right? And they love their children. So. No matter how you feel and how old you get, you know, like my parents used to always tell me, you'll never catch me in age. I'm just as old over you now as the day you were born. I didn't understand that as a child, but I sure understand it as an adult. So you have to respect that. So you can sit down and you can have a conversation. And who are you to say, I don't like this about you? That's an adult.
Or the thing is, if you have an issue, and it's really an issue, and it's a pressing issue that constantly keeps coming up, or the person or the in-laws are overstepping their boundaries, or they're saying things that may be hurtful to you, and you have been just taking it and you don't know how to say anything. I think that when the opportunity presents itself where you blurt it out, right? Because that's to me, you're just making it just as bad as they did.
Correct.
Right? So I think taking the time to actually think about what it is that the person is doing, how it's being harmful and impactful to you in a negative way. And like you said, talk about it. And if you can't talk about it to that person, if you feel like they're not worthy enough for you to talk to or your mate, I definitely think maybe you should first try to talk to your mate about it and have them talk to their parents.
I think so. That's a good way to go about it.
Right, because then it'll come from a different place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or all of you all talk about it. But again, it's just like when you're talking to your mate, you're not throwing around the you. I don't like you when you. I think we should take a seat back, you know, definitely talk about it when our heads are cool.
Oh, for sure.
And then try to talk about it in an adult manner. But sometimes people are in such a hurtful or negative place that they're trying to hurt other people.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? They want you to hurt as bad as they hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, again, it may not have anything to do with the other person.
It may
and
not.
Then it could.
Right.
Right? If it does, we have to approach it in the right way. But like if it does not.
Right. Like I said, it could be just jealousy. Jealousy of the relationship. I never had that with my parents.
And that
created problems.
And that sounds crazy when we say it could be jealousy, but that's a very real thing. Jealousy is a very human trait that a lot of people go through and they don't even realize what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they say, well, what do I have to be jealous of? Sometimes we don't know what it is, but we just feel jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt jealous of people, and I've had to ask myself, why am I hating on them?
Right.
Like, why? For what? You know, What are they doing to me? They've never done anything to me. I'm hating on the fact that they have a good relationship with their parents. Or I'm hating on the fact that, you know, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we have to recognize and be willing to actually accept that we are hating on someone.
Right.
For whatever reason. Sometimes it has something to do with us. But right?
Listen, 9 times out of 10, it has everything to do with us.
And it has nothing to do with that other person. And they're just living their life.
And what we cooked up in our brain.
Absolutely.
It's like the scenario that we didn't kick in and started adding stuff to it. And after a while, it's just like the person, you know, so your in-laws didn't come in and didn't speak the way you wanted them to speak. And then it's like, she don't like me. He don't like me. He look at me funny. And then this scenario just keeps going and it keeps growing in your own head.
Or we do know, and I'm not sure if she talked about it on that very first podcast, or this was after the podcast, but you know, one of our guests said that she didn't come from a family like that. She didn't come from a family that supported each other. She didn't come from a family that loved on each other. She didn't come from a family that was used to being there for each other, mm-hmm. right? And so when she went into her boyfriend's family, it was like she wasn't used to this. So every turn and opportunity she got, she was trying to, you know, break it up or stop it or do something negative so that she only had the attention of the boyfriend or, you know, and not his family, because she didn't come from a loving, supportive, involved family.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a difference. We think those things don't matter. So if you are from a family that's not a family, and then you hook up with someone or you get married to someone who really, they define the word family. You know, they talk with their family. They interact with their family.
They have each other's back. Absolutely. They support them.
And they confide in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a challenge. And if we don't look deep, we won't even see where it's really coming from.
And I think that may be part of the problem.
So
a little bit of, I'll say selfishness. I'll say jealousy. Something like that. It's something.
Or we're not used to it.
Yeah, something that we're not used to, and we don't know how to really interact. Really,
how to relate to it.
You're really crying out for, I want that. I want that type of relationship. I never had that, or we didn't have that in my family. But you don't know how to say that. But you would just say.
Or maybe you don't like it because you've never had it. So right. You don't want it.
Right.
Well, so you think you don't want it. Right. So you reject it. Well, why does your mother have to be so involved in your life? Why does your mother have to, you know, have a say-so? Why is she always interjecting and putting her opinion in when it's not wanted?
Right.
But the thing is that your mate may not mind. And that may just be the role that they've always had as a mother.
Right.
Until you become a mother and you realize that.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Just like I say with you, you know, I had to understand some things about your mom in dealing with me.
Right.
Right. Because from a mom's perspective, dealing with her son, and in your case, her only son and her baby son, you don't want just some woman coming in and, you know,
messing things up out of she didn't work on
manipulating
me and got me to be a good man. She don't want nobody destroying that. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Or taking advantage, right?
That's right.
Or making sure I was worthy enough to marry you. And I couldn't understand that until I had boys of my own.
Yep.
Now and look boy, at you. Do I realize
look
that.
Look how the tables have turned.
Boy, do I realize that. I'm like, I don't know if I like her.
Yeah.
Or that's the one. That's the type of girl you should marry. Right? So it does make a difference how we, one, deal with our own baggage.
Yep.
Right? And how we take our baggage and our beliefs and flip them on someone else. And how we have to recognize that that's what we're doing.
Right. So, again, we're going back to the challenge. You guys should be, 7 days in or so into this, your challenge?
And if you're not sure what we're talking about, go listen to last week's episode. Do you remember the title?
Episode, Why Is It So Hard to Do the Right Thing?
Episode
number 67.
Okay, so why is it so hard to do the right thing? Listen to that episode, and we challenged a lot of our viewers to do something. So if you're not sure what the challenge was, go back, listen to it, start the challenge, write into us, comment, leave us DMs, let us know what is going on and what has been the most challenging part. Here I go again. What has been the most challenging part of the challenge? Because it's not called a challenge for nothing.
Right. said that, right? We said that once you start the challenge that it was going to
be
bring things up.
It's going to be a challenge.
And this is one of those things that could possibly come up.
And I mean, it's a challenge to just do the right thing. Right, Jason?
All the time it is. Right,
Jason?
So that's right. Do the right thing.
He don't want to take me to the health club, y'all.
Yep. Yeah, that's still doing the right thing. It's called self-care. So I could be a better husband, baby.
He didn't know I was going to throw that out on him.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
You didn't know it.
I knew it.
So just when we're looking into, when we're looking at ways we can divert, you know, the negative things and replace them with positive things, we have to look inside of ourselves. And I think sometimes when people do that, so let's go back to this scenario, right? So what do you do if I approach your mom or we're together and I say something out of line, out of pocket?
I can tell you my first reaction is to go defend, right?
So defend who? Your wife or your mother?
My mother, right? So I'm going to defend. I'm going to say, hey, look, I feel that you were wrong to say the other. Now, we may hash it out and have it, you know. But the right thing to do is to kind of sit down and everybody's here at the table and have a conversation.
Do you come back to me negative the way I went to your mom?
I'm probably going to come pretty aggressive.
But should you?
I shouldn't. No, because again.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Right. Aggression leaves aggression.
I know. But see, here it is. That's that part of that reaction. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about having the right reaction.
Right.
So I can come differently. I should, but I'm just going to tell you, if you asking me right now.
No, I think
I would probably be so upset. But I'm telling you guys to take a step back and go in. Don't go in so hot, right? Go in mild and have a conversation.
I think actually, like I always say,
because it could be misread.
Take the other person's, put yourself in the other person's shoes.
Right. Which other person? Now, because you say your parents are hurt.
Right. Your parents are hurt. But the thing is,
your wife got off her chair.
Why did your wife say this?
Or husband.
So instead of going back angry, why did you say that to my mom? Why did you say that to my dad? Instead of going in angry and being aggressive to your mate, put yourself in your mate's shoes. I think that, first of all, let everything die down. I think that's the first thing.
You can't let too much time, though.
Just let everything die down.
Temperatures need to come down.
To be in a place where you're actually going to communicate effectively and not tempers and tantrums and egos flying.
I understand that.
Okay? So I think that's the first thing.
Right.
But, again, you know, my view is always put yourself in the other person's shoes. Why did they feel this way? And if they have no validation and nothing to sustain it, no substantial grounds underneath it, nothing, you know, supporting it, then that's when you as a mate have to say, I think that you're being unfair, or I'm not understanding where you're coming from, or maybe this is something that you need to confront and straighten out within yourself before you try to, you know, put that off on someone else.
Right.
So, well,
again, it's the reaction, right? It's right reaction. So if we can do the right thing, and I like that. You bring the temperature of the room down or the situation, and then you go in and you have a conversation about it. So then I can understand how you feel. Now, you're good at that. You'll say, you know, put yourself in the other shoes. I'm like, no, my shoes are hurting right now. I don't care about how they feel in their shoes, okay? So I'm worried about mine, but you always say that. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's see. Why did they say that? Where are they coming from? What are they hurting about? I mean, what is it that you see that I don't see?
And right. I think that helps. If you try to understand why your mate is hurting, right? Like you said, your shoes are hurting, right? And now you're in the middle between your spouse and your parents. You have to ask yourself, why is my mate lashing out? Why are they hurting, she or he? Why did he feel like he needed to say this to my father?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, men have very big egos. And we've been to a couple of places where the husband has said something and the dad said something. And next thing you know, it has escalated.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Over something that's
a misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding or somebody got a little out of line. I still think we still need to stay in the realm of respect.
Oh, all the time. Yeah,
you can't want someone's parents to respect you if you're not giving them the respect that they deserve.
Right.
So I definitely am an advocate of putting yourself in the other person's shoes, trying to understand where they're coming from, trying to find out what prompted this. Why are you feeling this way? And what do we need to do to discuss it, talk about it, and resolve it? Because if we're just going to add fuel to the fire, it's not going to solve anything.
No.
Like I said before, now you're destroying relationships, whether it's the mate's relationship with your parents or your parents not coming over or whatever.
Or when they do come over, it's tension and it just feel real awkward. So
it definitely needs, if something has happened, it definitely needs to be talked about. I don't think the other person needs to say, well, I'm through with it, because we need to know where it came from.
Right. Because it's coming from somewhere. And you need to get to the root of the problem.
And maybe the person, maybe the in-laws, maybe the mom or the dad, maybe they spoke out of line one time before.
You know, it could be possible.
It could have been something that was said in a joking manner, and the person took it wholeheartedly, or was something that they felt that should not have been said,
right?
And no one said anything then.
But
unless you talk about it, no one's going to know this.
Right, but it got to be done with respect. Those are the parents, right?
Yeah.
So you still can respect the parents by telling them, hey, I don't really appreciate
that.
Well,
you know, sometimes things
I know, because we all became grown-ups, and now we don't have to respect parents anymore. But that's just not me.
We're talking about the viewers. It's not about you.
Well, look, you could take a lead from me. So, I mean, that's where I'm at. Yes, we're all adults. I can say whatever I want. I can act any way that I want, but I'm still going to act in a way with respect to the parents. And that's the problem. We've lost a lot of respect for our elders and the people who've come before us. And that's why we go back and forth with them on a lot of different issues. So if they have said something that's out of line, you can have an adult conversation with them, but respectful.
So then now you have the person in the middle. Monkey in the middle.
Yeah.
And so
it's a mess.
They're damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Exactly.
So if I take my spouse's side, now my parents are upset.
Yeah.
If I take my parents' side, now my spouse is upset.
Regardless of whose side you take or how you try to mend it, if you don't get them all in the room and fix this mess, it's always going to be something. You're talking to your parents again. Oh, you got to go over there and fix something. And then your wife won't let you come over here. It goes on and on and on. It's just problem after problem after problem. You know, it's just these little nagging things just going to start to grow and become an issue if you don't get everyone in the room and have an adult conversation with the adult
temperature. But not everyone is into communicating and talking.
I understand that, but somebody's going to need to.
And into making relationships better. So if my parents come from an old school where, hey, it is what it is, I don't want to talk about it, that's her problem or that's his problem, what do you do then?
Well, you're going to have to go over there and talk with your wife, and you have to come back and talk with your parents, and you have to mediate them both. But they may not all want to come to the same room, but you're going to have to work
so
even
what
harder.
What if your parents were wrong and they didn't know that they said something and they're not willing to apologize for it?
Well, that's fine. I mean, like, they may feel that way, you know?
So no, then, what if your parents
and I'm saying,
was out of pocket? What if your parents were out of pocket?
Right.
I
understand what you're saying. Let me finish. Then you go back and you have a conversation with your parents and say, listen, I know you feel that you're right, but I'm going to tell you how it made me feel. This. I feel that you were wrong in this situation. Now, I would like for you to apologize, but I'm acknowledging as the child that you're wrong in this particular situation. Now, you can have that conversation with your parents, and you can have that same conversation with your loved one. So you can say, listen, I told my parents that I felt that they were wrong in a situation. I asked them to apologize. Now, it's up to them if they want to apologize.
You know, not a lot of people apologize.
I understand that.
And
that's
you know
fine.
That
but you can acknowledge that you feel.
That sounds like something me and my sister say is a get.
I know. It's good in theory.
I
understand it's that. It does.
Get.
But you have to be able to do that. You can go to your parents and you can say that. Now, they'll probably say, boy, get out of my face.
Or girl.
I don't want to hear that.
Right.
You know, I'm your parent. You know, you hear that all the time, which is fine. But you spoke your piece and you explained to them how you felt.
And I think
and
it
then you can
from
do
the
same thing with your spouse.
Started off. Right?
For sure.
If you started off in a very, you know, comfortable atmosphere, or if the relationship started rocky with your in-laws and it's always been something,
right,
then you might have an issue with that.
I understand that. That could be. But if it hasn't, I mean, it all depends. It all depends on what your situation is. But all I'm saying is you have to bring the temperature of the room down to where it's comfortable.
So should the person who was, what is the word?
Slighted?
Yes. So the person who was slighted, should they be willing to talk to your mate or willing to
Everybody should be willing to talk.
What if they don't want to talk about it?
But then you're going to have to go between. You're going to have to manage from the middle. You're going to have to go over and talk to them.
You're going to have to be the mediator.
You're going to have to be
the mediator. Should, so even if you're the mediator, in the end, should you feel as though you have to get those two parties together?
Yeah, that's the only way, because you're going to things get messed up in translation. So you can do the best you can with, you know, being in the middle, mediating the whole situation. But your goal in the end is to get everybody in the room.
Or to get everyone on the same level playing field.
Right. But so if you can get them in a room. Or if you don't get them in the same room, you can get them on the phone. Or you can put together a Zoom meeting or something at this point. Whatever it takes for everybody to look at each other or be in the same line
of
communication.
Try to resolve it the best way possible.
Exactly.
So you don't think sometimes the best issue in resolving things is just be like, okay, you take your corner, you take your corner, we don't have to meet each other.
Yeah, that's called today's marriages and yesterday's marriages, and that's what have happened. And you see how far that has gotten us.
That's true. We've tried that in life,
and that doesn't work out very well.
And it holds, like, that space of hatred and grudge in your heart. So how can you be and have a happy relationship if you aren't in a place of happiness with the in-laws, right? Or if you're not even in a place where you just... Okay, it is what it is. She is who she is, and right. I'm going to respect him or her for
there
that.
There you go.
And that, move on with what I am.
That's the word right there. You have to respect them, right, for that. So it is what it is as far as that, but if you respect each other for who they are and what
who
they're about.
They are.
Yeah, who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're fine. If I respect you for... so
what's so funny?
I'm just thinking about something. So you have a newborn baby or whatever, and you... You know, the new parent don't like to comb the kid's hair or whatever, right? So you have a parent that said, why you bring the child over here and you haven't combed the baby's hair? It's like, well, the baby hair's it has to grow and it's not time to do that. I'm thinking, no, you can slick that stuff down and do something to it, right? So it's kind of funny. Everybody's set in their own ways with that. So that's why I kind of chuckle because, you know, we have our own way of doing things. And that becomes a disagreement. Grandkids is another big disagreement that we have. Parents of old like to do things a certain way. Parents of new like to do everything different than how they were raised.
Parents of new don't like for you to tell them what to do.
Yeah,
they're like, nobody asked for your opinion.
Yeah. So that's a whole other situation right there. But, again, you have to do it with respect.
And then old parents are like, I don't understand why you're doing it like that. Yeah. I don't understand why you're not doing this. And I guess after a while that can be a bit tiring if you're constantly telling someone, basically you're telling them you don't respect their choices.
Right.
As a parent.
Right. They're messing up.
You know, and lots of even if we don't agree with it.
Right.
The thing is that we raised ours. Now is that their time to raise theirs. However that may be, even though it may not be in alignment with how you would do it.
Right.
Let them do theirs.
Yeah, but that's a different podcast.
That's a different podcast. So, but I think it all stems from that.
Oh, it does.
If we stay within our respectful, defined roles. And respect the other person. And respecting the other person means don't go, you know, stay within your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overstep your boundaries and think that it's okay because you are the grandparent or you are the wife
right.
or you are the husband. You know, we have to respect each other, one, as adults,
mm-hmm.
and two, for the role that we play in everyone's life, right?
Right.
So I'm his mom and you're his wife. And we have to stay within those respectful roles.
Right. Because we both love them. In the end, we love the common person, right?
Or as a wife, I may not like the things that your mom said to you or what she wanted you to do. And as
right.
your wife, she may not have liked the things that I did. But we have to respect the fact that it's ultimately your choice. And it is what it is.
Right. So like I said, again, keep the temperature of the room at a comfortable temperature. And I think everything will play out. But
I think if you can talk about it, you should talk about it.
I think you need to talk about it, whether you can or can't. Whether you go to one party.
Well, if you can't. If you can.
You need to. If you can't, you talk to the party separately and try to get them together to finish hashing out the little minor details. But if you can
not everyone is a talker. Not everybody wants to talk
about stuff. But you can get a little bit out. You can get a little bit out of someone and a little bit out of someone else, and then you can kind of get understand, like, okay, this is how they feel. And then you can work the middle to work through that, like I said. So either way, that's what we have for today.
Okay. And we want to remind you guys to join our Facebook group, which is
Marriage Boss. Come and join in. Let's finish picking up this conversation and talking about this a little bit.
Get us some advice. Maybe some of you guys have dealt with that, because I know this can be a sticky issue when we're talking about in-laws and roles and them standing in their place and grandkids. Sometimes those roles get a little sticky and things get kind of tossed around, the words get tossed around sometimes, and, and feelings get hurt. So in order to make sure that we're on the track of having a successful relationship, we have to make sure that we're looking at everything that pertains to our relationship. And our in-laws and our mate are the main ones, right?
Right.
People that we deal with, that we love, that we have to communicate with, and that it would make life a lot easier if they learned how to communicate, or if they communicated well with each other. And that's all a part of learning what relationships entail. And that's not just the husband-wife relationship.
That's all
relationships. All relationships, because the underlining thing to me is all the same, being respectful and being loving.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
If I can respect you for who you are and you can respect me for who I am, then that respect goes a long way. I'm not trying to change you. I'm not trying to tell you how to do things. I'm just wanting you to respect me the same way I respect you in my ideas and my beliefs.
That's all it is. That's what respect is right there in a nutshell, right?
All right. All right. And then don't forget, if you want some legendary relationship or some Loving Beyond the I Do gear like we have on, what is this one, Marriage Boss?
That's right.
Yeah. Marriage Boss, teaching, promoting, and
building stronger marriages.
That's what we do. We are empowering you to have better relationships, whether at home, at work, in the street, wherever, with the cashier that you don't know. Better relationships coming from a point of being intentional and driving the things that we want. So if you want some gear, and your shirt says Loving Beyond the I Do Podcast. Oh, taking marriages off cruise control.
That's what we do.
Let's take it off of autopilot and get into the driver's seat of these relationships and our marriages. And we can have the marriage we deserve and we desire.
That's right.
Anything else?
I think that's it, baby.
I don't want to talk too much about that subject, because that can be a sticky issue.
Yeah. All right. It can be. But I think we got enough of it out there. Actually, it went a lot better than what I thought going in, because you start talking about parents and you start talking about spouses. It's a disaster. I mean, it's a recipe for a very wonderful cake. It's all about how you put these ingredients
together,
in there.
Right.
That's it.
Not too much salt.
That's right. Very little.
Right.
Especially if you're making brownies.
So, as always,
we're in it to win it.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Loving Beyond the I Do Podcast. Head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave a review. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Legendary Relationship, or visit our website at legendaryrelationship.com. Till next time, remember to make every day count.